The Effingham County Board of Commissioners has announced the approval of funding for the development of a new water intake and treatment facility in Effingham County. These facilities will serve as a cornerstone of a comprehensive regional plan aimed at ensuring a sustainable and reliable water supply for Effingham, Bryan, Bullock, and Chatham counties, including the city of Savannah. It will also remove the future need to receive water from wells in Bullock County to supply the Hyundai plan and Futra growth in Bryan. The plan will reduce water needs from Bullock wells in Phase 1 by 2029 by approximately 2 million gallons per day, and Phase 2 by 2030 will eliminate the need for the wells entirely. The Bullock wells were projected to generate a little over $3 million annually in tax relief to Bullock County citizens over the next 25 years, which was in the original timeline the EPA had to replace the wells with surface water. This could have generated over $75 million in tax relief to Bullock County citizens. It is not clear what that final tax relief impact that will be lost due to this new agreement. But it will be significantly less than the $75 million projected. Governor Brian Kemp and the General Assembly have committed over $500 million in funding to support this vital infrastructure project, marking a significant step forward in addressing the long-term water needs of the coastal empire. This plan is the result of strategic, forward-looking leadership from Governor Kemp, and is a critical step in providing a sustainable surface water source for the economic engine of Southeast Georgia, said Speaker of the House John Burns. This historic investment will secure the current and future success of the entire coastal Georgia region for generations to come by strengthening our surface water infrastructure and protecting our critical groundwater resources. The project will be constructed in two phases. Phase 1, estimated completion, 2029. The city of Savannah will upgrade its existing intake on Abercorn Creek and its water treatment facility, increasing capacity by 8 million gallons per day. Effingham County will construct a new water transmission line connecting its main line, where it currently receives water from the Savannah system, to the Bryan County line at Interstate 16. Bryan County will build a line connecting to the Hyundai Meta plant site. Phase 2, estimated completion, 2030. Effingham County will build a new surface water intake on the Savannah River, a new 12 million gallon per day, MGD, water treatment facility, expandable to 24 MGD, and transmission lines to connect the two facilities. By expanding the region's access to surface water, this project aims to protect the Floridan Aquifer, a primary drinking water source for nearly 10 million people, against overuse and saltwater intrusion. Since 2006, the Georgia Environmental Protection Division, EPD, has restricted withdrawals from the Floridan Aquifer due to increasing pressures. In 2024, Georgia EPD issued a permit for multiple wells in Bullock County to provide groundwater to the Hyundai Meta plant. Under the permit's conditions, once sufficient surface water is delivered to the plant site, the wells will cease operation. Phase 1 will reduce reliance on wells by approximately 2 million gallons per day, and Phase 2 will eliminate the need for the wells entirely. The new facilities will also significantly enhance the region's water reliability. By interconnecting the Savannah and Effingham systems, both entities will benefit from redundant water supplies. Furthermore, the new Effingham intake, located 8 miles upriver from the city of Savannah's intake, will be more resilient to saltwater intrusion in the Savannah River caused by drought, storm surges, and rising sea levels. The state-of-the-art plant will also address emerging environmental concerns, such as PFAS, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, aiming to exceed EPA recommendations from the start. The Savannah River has proven to be the most sustainable option for a long-term regional water supply. Despite rapid regional growth, surface water withdrawals from the lower Savannah have drastically decreased in recent years, primarily due to the closure of 3 coal power plants and improved water efficiency at existing facilities. Withdrawals have declined from a high of 720 MGD in 2005 to under 200 MGD today. To put this in perspective, during the Savannah River's lowest flow rate in the last 40 years, November 2012, the proposed 12 MGD plant would account for less than 0.4% of the total flow. We're excited about this transformative project and the long-term benefits it will bring to Effingham County and surrounding communities, said Effingham County Board of Commissioners Chairman Damon Ran. By providing a reliable water supply, we are not only addressing current needs but also ensuring that our region can continue to grow sustainably. The project will resolve long-standing water challenges exacerbated by recent rapid population, commercial, and industrial growth. The new intake on the Savannah River will pave the way for a secure and efficient water system, supporting the growing demands of both residential and industrial sectors. Original estimates for bringing surface water to the Hyundai Meta plant in West Chatham County projected a timeline of 25 years and a cost of over $1 billion. This revised plan accomplishes the goal at half the cost and cuts the timeline by nearly 20 years. Funding for the projects will come from a combination of direct state investment and no-interest loans from the Georgia Environmental Finance Authority. This new approach delivers a reliable regional water supply at a fraction of the original estimated cost and timeline. Effingham County appreciates the commitment from Governor Brian Kemp, his staff, and the legislature, particularly Speaker John Burns. One of the main reasons Georgia has been the best state for business for 11 consecutive years is its leadership's willingness to embrace bold ideas and act on them, said Tim Callanan, Effingham County Manager. The Effingham County Board of Commissioners is proud to lead this groundbreaking initiative that will benefit the coastal empire and ensure a sustainable, resilient water supply for generations to come.